Dolphin Song by Lauren St. John. Read by Ajwa Ando.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. When her teacher first told the class that they were going on an ocean voyage to see the sardine run, Martine Allen had a funny vision of the silver tomato sauce-covered sardines that come in cans, only whole, and wearing matching silver trainers in which they'd sprint along the South African coast. But that wasn't it at all. The sardine run was, Miss Faulkner told them, one of the greatest wildlife spectacles on Earth. It was a migration by sea. Every June and July, millions of sardines left their home off the Agulhas Banks on the west coast of South Africa in pursuit of their main food, the nutrient-rich plankton flowing eastwards on the cold current. The sardines swam after the plankton with their mouths open, gobbling it up as they went. They, in turn, were pursued by tens of thousands of predators, including dolphins, dusky ragged tooth, and bronze whaler sharks, and great flocks of Cape gannets with fledgling chicks. Joining this caravan would be Martine and her classmates. Miss Faulkner explained that they would follow the sardine run up the KwaZulu-Natal coast before continuing north to Mozambique, where they would help count the population of dugongs.
"What are dugongs?"
Martine whispered to Sherilyn Mayer, and was told that they were those cute lumpy grey things.